Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Iran, the suspect nuclear weapons program of Iran, and the war in the Middle East, and the war in Ukraine. The U.S. national security apparatus is overwhelmed, so is NATO's. Is this a time for Iran to speed along its suspect nuclear weapons program? I welcome Andreas Stricker, research fellow, deputy director of the Nonproliferation and Biodefense Program at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Andrea, very good evening to you. In your most recent posting, you give us a scenario that would suit Iran if and when it wanted to achieve weapons-grade enriched uranium. Where is it now? What is that scenario, and what would it look like? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thanks for having me. I think the risk is growing that Iran may seek to exploit Israel's preoccupation with the Gaza counteroffensive against Hamas, the potential for second, even third fronts by Hezbollah and proxies in the West Bank, to sprint for nuclear weapons. I think particularly the risk rises if Hezbollah is activated and they launch their 150,000 or so rockets and missiles at Israel. That would be a time of great distraction, obviously great destruction for Israel. And that might be the time that Ayatollah Khamenei would want to make good on his desire to obtain the ultimate deterrent and really be able to threaten the Jewish state with annihilation. I lay out a couple of scenarios in a piece recently on 1945. I think we could be looking at a breakout either using safeguarded known facilities or a covert facility. The International Atomic Energy Agency inspects 3 of Iran's enrichment facilities, and they carry out enrichment up to 60% at 2 of those facilities, Fordow and the Natanz pilot plant. Iran has really reduced IAEA access to the plants. They actually expelled around a third of the agency's key inspectors on enrichment just last month. They had also tried going to 84% enrichment last January before inspectors detected it. And I think the risk is growing that they could use either one of the known facilities or sprint to nuclear weapons by moving their nuclear material to an unknown facility.
The IAEA knows this, Andrea. So how would they deceive, or what do they need to deceive, and how much time do they need? If it's in Natanz, for example, what do they do?
Well, I think we would see them creating some kind of a crisis of access. They may tell the IAEA, we've had an explosion, you know, you can't come in right now, it's an emergency situation. Suddenly their cameras are going down because the IAEA still has cameras at the enrichment facilities. They may have the enrichment monitors. They have online enrichment monitors that read Iran's enrichment in real time nearly for the 60% enrichment. Those might suddenly go down. And the United States and Israel, I think, the only countries that would be willing to take preemptive action to stop a breakout, they would have very little information to go on. So they would have to make a tough decision about whether to strike those facilities to stop a breakout or just let it go forward.
How much time is needed between the cameras down and 90%?
Right now, we estimate that 12 days would be enough to produce the 90% enriched material for a first weapon. And then over 4 months, they could produce enough for up to 10. The number might have grown over the past couple months. Once they have that material, they still need to weaponize it into nuclear devices. Western estimates of that timeline, it ranges from several months to more than a year. But the problem is once the nuclear material is moved, then it becomes very difficult to stop it, because you could do weaponization just about anywhere under an underground military site.
In your piece in 1945, there's a scenario where you worry about more than the one we just explicated. That's an unknown site. Unknown sites mean we've never seen them. The IAEA has no idea where they are. Do we have any reason to believe they have sites that we've never known about?
I think they could easily set up a covert enrichment plant. It could only require a few hundred advanced centrifuges. We know they have a variety of sites underneath mountains. They've been building one near Natanz, and the IAEA has not yet inspected it. They say it will be a facility to produce centrifuges, but we think the ground floor, the space that is anticipated for the building, looks like it could house an enrichment facility very easily. Most relevant to that scenario, they're actually storing more than 80% of their highly enriched uranium stocks at the Esfahan fuel fabrication plant. And that's not an enrichment facility. It's where they do uranium conversion. And these stocks are in very small, easily movable containers that could quickly go missing. And I think unless we have inspectors watching those around the clock, if we don't have cameras on those, that it would be really difficult to stop weaponization if Iran moved those.
I have read for some time the theory that a nuclear weapon guarantees a regime will survive no matter what the threat is from the outside. Is that a theory that Iran talks about or endorses?
Well, they say they don't want nuclear weapons. They allegedly had a religious fatwa by the Supreme Leader years ago that he finds nuclear weapons to be against Islam. But we know that they went for chemical weapons in the 80s when they had a similar fatwa. So I think exactly he would be wanting a nuclear deterrent to ensure the Islamic Republic's survival. Why wouldn't he? He sees how it helps Vladimir Putin invade Ukraine, and he sees how that would limit Israeli and U.S. action for whatever he might want to do across the Middle East.
October 18th is an important date for those who worry about the threat from Iran. What does it mean?
Well, today is Transition Day under UN Security Council Resolution 2231, and that's the resolution that implemented the 2015 nuclear deal. And it also contained a series of lapsing restrictions on Iran. Today, the restrictions on the missile and drone program go away. So now Iran can import and export missiles and drone systems. They can test missiles. And 84 entities and people are now delisted under UN sanctions. The United States and its European partners could have stopped this. And bizarrely, strangely, this is a really huge own goal on their part. They haven't undertaken the effort to snap back all the UN sanctions, despite Iran's very obvious role in the Hamas attack and backing terrorist groups and proxies, and then also providing drones to Russia for use against Ukraine. They've been waiting for the missile restrictions to lapse. And so now we would fully expect them to start selling missiles, and those will be going flying over Ukrainian cities.
And those missiles, I've spoken with several of your colleagues at Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Are they regarded as reliable and first-rate, those missiles? We have about 30 seconds.
Yes, Iran's missile program has been growing in quality over the past years. And without the UN restrictions in place, we're going to see a very permissive export environment created for Tehran. And this is just the time when we don't want to have that, when we're trying to help Israel and Ukraine at the same time.
Andrea Stricker, Research Fellow, Deputy Director of the Nonproliferation Biodefense Program, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, writing about a worst-case scenario in 1945. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids.
But with Anababe, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anababe sofas, the only fully machine-washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly, perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.